When you hear the words black market or street value, what kind of contraband comes to mind? Drugs? Guns? How about tubas? That's right. In Los Angeles, authorities say the instruments are in such hot demand, they are disappearing from schools across the county. Chrissy Clark of member station KQED has our story.
I'm at the scene of a recent tuba crime, the Southgate High School music room, where Ruben Gonzalez, a.k.a. Mr. G, is starting his after-lunch band class with a request only a band leader would make.
Hey, folks, make sure we rinse out, folks. We don't need any hamburgers or hot Cheetos coming through those instruments. Please rinse out.
While the kids rinse out and tune up, Mr. G shows me a row of gashes along the door jamb. He and his students noticed them one morning earlier this school year.
I'm walking in, I'm like, that was never there before. And I'm like, you know what, guys, I think someone tried to break in.
He was right. And then he noticed something else. Once the thieves got in, they bypassed a computer, as well as a stash of valuable flutes, saxophones, and clarinets.
All they took were the tubas.
It sounds like the punchline to a bad joke, but security cameras confirmed it. Grainy footage of three guys in hoodies, under cover of night, lugging away two concert tubas and a sousaphone on wheels. A couple months later, thieves broke into Mr. G's classroom again, stealing two more. And that is just the tip of the tuba theft iceberg.
A major blow for two local schools. Thieves made off with tubas.
The crimes match a series of burglaries at schools across Southern California.
The latest high school to be hit by thieves who were after one thing.
So far, at least 23 tubas have been stolen from eight different high schools in and around L.A. in less than a year. Given public school budgets these days, not something these campuses can afford. And what exactly is happening to all these stolen tubas? There are competing theories. Maybe they're being sold for scrap metal, but more likely, according to police.
Banda.
Officer Omar Sanchez is with the Los Angeles School Police. Banda is a sort of tuba-heavy Mexican polka music that he says has become so popular around L.A., an underground economy has sprung up.
If I just said, hey, I got a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend who has a tuba, you can easily sell it from word of mouth. I mean, in the black market, it's big money. It's just very popular music around here. In any Latino culture area, me being a fan, I can understand. Big tuba aficionado.
At a Mexican restaurant in South L.A., a group called La Banda Rebelde is playing at a makeshift stage in the parking lot. People are swarming just to hear the tuba.
Once you put the tuba in there, it makes the whole song different.
Brings that kind of to life, you know?
Just gets people more pumped up.
The band here charges $20 a song, almost twice as much as a group without a tuba. People have been known to stuff $100 bills down the tuba's bell.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and play to E. E as an eyeball.
Back at Southgate High School, that kind of cash could go a long way. At $7,000 a pop, the band teacher, Mr. G, says it's going to cost more than $35,000 to replace all the band's stolen tubas. In the meantime, they're relying on a 40-year-old sousaphone named Bertha.
We retired her a couple times, but we brought her back because obviously now we have no tubas, so she's back in action.
They hope to raise enough money to have new tubas in time for band camp this summer. For NPR News, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
All righty. From the beginning, tubas. Ready? And...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.